Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Hip the History, by John Leland, is a cultural chronicle of a slippery idea that has shaped American style, music, art, language, and identity for decades. Rather than treating hip as a fixed look or a single subculture, Leland traces it as an attitude, a way of moving through society with irony, alertness, and a hunger for what feels new, forbidden, or authentic. The book follows hip from early 20th century urban nightlife into the post-war explosion of jazz, cool beat bohemia, rock rebellion, and beyond, showing how each generation remixed the term to fit its own anxieties and desires. Along the way, Leland examines how hip often emerges from marginalized communities and then gets repackaged for mass consumption, turning resistance into fashion. Written as narrative cultural history, it connects entertainment and politics, street life and media, highlighting how hip both reflects and refracts changing American power dynamics and dreams of freedom. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining hip as an attitude, not a trend. A central theme is that hip resists simple definition because it is less a set of products than a stance toward the world. The book treats hip as a form of social perception, the ability to sense what is happening beneath official narratives, to read codes, and to stay a step ahead of mainstream taste. That makes hip inherently unstable. Once a gesture becomes legible and widely adopted, it stops functioning as a marker of insider knowledge and must be replaced by something newer, riskier, or more obscure. Leland frames this as a cycle of innovation and imitation that drives modern culture, from slang and fashion to music and nightlife. Hip also carries moral ambiguity. It can mean curiosity, openness, and empathy, but it can also mean detachment, cynicism, or performative cool. By exploring hip as a posture rather than a checklist, the book helps explain why the term attaches itself to different scenes across time without losing its aura. The reader is invited to see hip as a moving target shaped by commerce, media attention, generational conflict, and the constant tension between authenticity and display. Secondly, African-American origins and the politics of cool. The history of hip is closely tied to Black American cultural innovation, especially in music, language, and urban nightlife. Leland emphasizes how styles that later read as broadly American often begin as localized expressions within communities facing exclusion and surveillance. In that context, cool can operate as both aesthetic and armor, a controlled surface that protects interior life while communicating confidence and mastery to those who understand the codes. Jazz culture and its surrounding social world become key reference points for how hip spreads because musicians, clubs, and audiences created shared vocabularies of sound, dress, and attitude that traveled through cities and across racial lines. The book also explores the uneven power dynamics of cultural borrowing. When outsiders adopt the look or language of a marginalized group, the meaning can shift from survival and solidarity to exoticism or entertainment. Yet the borrowing can also signal genuine admiration and cross-cultural exchange, creating new hybrids that change the nation's cultural map. By keeping the politics visible, the narrative shows hip not just as style, but as a contested space where identity, desire, and inequality meet. Thirdly, beats, bohemia, and the post-war search for authenticity in the post-war era, hip becomes entangled with a broader dissatisfaction with conformity. And urban bohemians sought alternatives to suburban respectability and corporate routines, adopting new forms of speech, dress, and social life meant to signal freedom. Beat culture becomes a major channel for hip's migration into white middle-class imagination, often by romanticizing the spontaneity associated with jazz clubs, city streets, and outsider communities. The book highlights how this search for authenticity was both sincere and problematic. On one hand, it opened space for experimentation in art and personal life, helping make room for later countercultures. On the other, it sometimes treated other people's hardship and marginalization as raw material for personal liberation. Leland positions this moment as crucial because it established a recurring pattern disaffected insiders seek, meaning by looking to the edges of society, then translate that edge into a new cultural commodity. The era also deepens hip's link to irony and knowingness, traits that later become hallmarks of cool in media and advertising. Fourthly, mass media, marketing, and the packaging of rebellion. As hip becomes visible, it becomes marketable. A major topic is how media industries transform underground signals into mainstream products, turning attitude into content. Leland examines how magazines, radio, film, television, and later broader pop culture machinery help define what counts as hip at any given moment. This process creates a paradox: hip depends on being ahead of the mainstream, but widespread coverage accelerates the mainstream's ability to copy it. Advertising plays a key role because it can sell the feeling of rebellion without requiring the risk. Consumers can buy an image of nonconformity while participating in the very market forces hip once resisted. The book also points to how celebrities function as carriers of hip, with carefully curated personas that appear effortless and authentic, even when built through teams of publicists and stylists. Yet Leland does not reduce hip to mere manipulation. He shows that mass mediation also spreads genuine artistic breakthroughs and can amplify marginalized voices, even if imperfectly. The result is a dynamic portrait of hip as a negotiation between creativity and commerce. Lastly, hip's legacy. From counterculture to everyday identity, over time, hip stops being confined to select scenes and becomes a broader language for self-making. Leland follows how the idea migrates through successive waves of youth culture, music revolutions, and lifestyle movements, each claiming a new version of the real. As hip spreads, it can become more individualized, not only belonging to clubs or neighborhoods, but expressed through personal taste, media consumption, and social signaling. This expansion raises questions about whether hip can survive once it is everywhere. The book suggests that hip persists by reinventing its boundary lines, constantly redefining what counts as insider knowledge. It can also become a tool for navigating modern life, offering ways to cope with uncertainty through irony, curated distance, or playful reinvention. At the same time, hip's history reveals recurring ethical tensions: appropriation versus appreciation, detachment versus engagement, and style versus substance. By treating hip as a long-running cultural force rather than a dated slang term, Leland encourages readers to recognize its influence in contemporary branding, politics, and online identity performance. The legacy is not simply aesthetic, it shapes how people decide what matters and who they want to be. In conclusion, this book suits readers who enjoy cultural history, music, and media stories, and analyses of how ideas travel from subculture to mainstream. It is also valuable for writers, marketers, artists, and anyone curious about how taste is formed, because it explains hip as a social process rather than a mysterious gift. The benefit to everyday life is practical. It sharpens media literacy. By seeing how cool is constructed, borrowed, and sold, readers can make more intentional choices about what they consume and how they present themselves, while gaining empathy for the communities that originate many of the styles others later adopt. Compared with similar books that focus narrowly on one scene or one era, Leland's approach stands out for its wide sweep and its insistence that hip is both aesthetic and political. The narrative connects Jazz Age roots, post-war bohemia, and mass marketing patterns into a coherent framework, helping the reader understand why the cycle of discovery and commodification keeps repeating. If you want a single readable account that treats hip as a key to modern American culture, this book is worth buying. If you would like to support John Leland, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.